Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With Dr. Michael Mendoza, our county health director. Good morning, Michael Mendoza. Dr. Mendoza, welcome into the B Morning Coffee Club.
Good morning. Thanks. Good to be here again.
Yeah, it's always great to hear from you. Dr. Mendoza, I'm looking toward this Memorial Day weekend. You know, we have great weather. We have people who are just starved to get out of the house. But I kind of sense that for your office, this is a test and a challenge. Does that sum it up pretty well?
I think so. I mean, make no mistake, people want to get together, and I totally understand that. And, you know, unfortunately, or fortunately, our job in the health department is to keep an eye on things and make sure we're heading in the right direction and we're not slipping backwards. So, you know, with every nice weekend, you know, we hold our breath a little bit. And, you know, with the Mother's Day weekend and the weekend or two before that, we saw some very nice weather. And then we saw it come back in the numbers. We saw a number of people who became positive as a result of gatherings on those weekends. And thankfully, we haven't seen, an increase in deaths or hospitalizations that we can attribute to that. But it always makes us nervous. So, you know, we'll keep an eye on things. But we certainly do want to encourage people to do whatever they possibly can to enjoy, within reason.
You know, my fear is that everyone will start out, you know, everyone, perhaps people who go to the beach will start out separating 6 feet. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what happens when people have a few beers or a couple of cocktails, you know, people tend to get a little slippery with the rules.
I understand that. I mean, the temptation's there. And, it's a lot of pent-up frustration. I feel it. I hear it. I see it. And, I don't think anybody intentionally wants to do harm to themselves or other people. But people are losing patience, and I totally understand that. This has been a tough time on the economy. It's been a tough time on our families, on schools. You know, there isn't a single, you know, facet of our society that has not been impacted in a negative way, sadly, from this. But, you know, we are working on it, and we will get through this together, but it's unfortunately going to take a lot of patience and more patience.
Yeah. I had friends tell me that the lilacs are looking good and smelling great, and this would be a great day or, you know, period of time to just walk through the park. And at the same time, during the same Zoom conversation, another friend said, oh, actually, I feel just the opposite. I say drive-through, but I went walking through yesterday. This is a friend of mine talking, and said that there were people out all over the place. And there were more without masks than were with masks. And that personally made her uncomfortable. So she went back to her car and tried to find a way to drive through the park, which, you know, there are ways to do that. You don't get as close as you might like.
Well, the interesting thing is that we only see the people who are coming out. You know, the people that are at home are not visible. And I'll tell you, I hear, you know, for every person who I hear from who says, reopen the economy now, I also hear from somebody who says, please do not do that. I have a loved one here in my home who is older than, you know, 80, and I worry about him or her. And so, you know, but we don't see those people, and they're probably not as vocal, but they are out there. And, you know, I hear criticism on both sides, to be frank.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. Yes, you do make a good point. I have a mama who lives in the Southern Tier, and the small town that she lives in canceled the Memorial Day parade, but has since decided to have the Memorial Day parade. And that's my first thought. I go, I sure hope those guys don't all get together, have this parade, and somehow, some way, my mama gets COVID.
Yeah, yeah. And nobody wants our loved ones to get sick. I think the area where there's the most disagreement is how do we get there? And I wish I had a perfect answer, but the reality is that none of us has been through this before. And mm-hmm. so, you know, do you step on the gas and hope you can stop, or do you just keep the brakes on slowly and get down the hill slower? I mean, that's really what it boils down to. And, you know, those of us who are a little bit more cautious are going to keep the brakes on, and people who want to take a chance, you know, from my standpoint, though, it's taking a chance on people's lives, and that's not something I am ever comfortable with.
Talking with County Health Director Dr. Michael Mendoza. The big talk right now is on contact tracing, and I understand that Monroe County is a little bit slow in terms of getting this program started. Where do we stand on contact tracing?
Well, it depends on how you measure the size of the program. You know, as far as being able to meet the demands of where the numbers are right now, you know, our capacity is really able to handle about 100 to 115 new cases per day. Mm-hmm. But it depends. So if the nature of the contacts is that many of them are in nursing homes or hospitals, there isn't that much contact tracing to be done because they haven't gone anywhere. They've been in a hospital. But as the contacts, you know, turn out to be people in the community who've gone to stores or who've had gatherings, then the number of people that we need to contact for every first case goes up. And so we have an army of people at the ready, with the help of the state, you know, able to pitch in when we need them. You know, we are going to put them into positions where we can watch how they do and see and evaluate the work that they're doing because we don't want to compromise the process. But we will need help if the cases go up. And everybody's hope is that the cases can hold steady and then we won't need those individual people. But, you know, we've got to be prepared.
If people overstep their bounds this weekend, if we see people just, you know, doing what they want to do and not playing by the rules, how long down the road before we would see the impact, if there was going to be an impact? A couple of weeks?
It'll be 10 to 14 days. So, you know, we'll start to see that. And that was exactly the timing for, you know, the nice weekend a couple of weekends ago and the Mother's Day weekend most recently. You know, it's quite predictable. You know, people will have the symptoms and they will get tested and then we'll get the test results.
Mm. Wow. Okay. All right.
What are you going to do this weekend, Dr. Mendoza?
I'm going to try not to work, but I know that I will. And it's one of those things. You know, the health department's been, you know, full steam ahead for 3.5 months now, and you know, this is our job, and this is what we want to mm-hmm. do. We're here to serve the public, but you know, this won't be a normal weekend for me either. But it's important work, and it's got to be done.
Is there anything you would like to say to the folks who are coming forward and saying that this is somehow infringing on their rights?
You know,
by having to wear a mask.
It's hard to tell somebody, you know, anything now because everybody feels so strongly about what they feel. Mm-hmm. I don't personally believe it's an infringing upon your rights to ask you to wear a mask. We ask people to wear seatbelts. We ask people to stop at a red light. I mean, there are certain conventions that we have as a society that we all acknowledge are somewhat of a sacrifice. You know, I could blast through every intersection, regardless of the color of the light, and get to my destination a little bit faster, but that comes at the risk of other people. And we all acknowledge that waiting at a red light for 3 or 4 minutes is a price that we pay to live in a society where we value people's safety. And, you know, I don't see this as being that different. And I know people will disagree with me on that. And I respect that. I think that's fine. But, you know, my job is to look out for the health of Monroe County. And based on everything we know as of today, we recommend that you wear a mask outside. And, you know, people question, well, that wasn't the case 3 months ago. 3 months ago was a long time ago. You know, there was a lot that we did not know 3 months ago that we now know. Yeah. And so please keep up to date. Don't hang on to January and February because that was ancient history. You know, we are here at the end of May looking forward and trying to get out of this as fast and as safely as we possibly can.
Sometimes I get to the end of the week and I think 3 days ago was a long, long time ago. You know, it's true because things change every day and new discoveries are made every day. And I wouldn't hold anyone to anything they said 3 days ago for crying out loud.
I mean, these are scary times.
Yeah.
You know, and when you look at uncertain times, people react in different ways. And some people want to bury their head in the sand and sort of isolate and do different things, and I understand that. And then there are people who want every possible detail they can get their hands on, not even knowing what it means yet. But that thirst for information is a way of managing that uncertainty. But at the end of the day, we can't know what we don't know, and we don't know what we can't know. And the uncertainty of that is very, very difficult.
Well, Dr. Mendoza, appreciate you joining us today. Enjoy your weekend as best you can. We'll do our best to be good. And hopefully we won't see, you know, a negative uptick at the end of this weekend looking down the road. You're doing a great job. We appreciate your time today, Dr. Michael Mendoza, County Health Department. The best to you and your staff this Memorial Day weekend. Thanks for joining us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.